Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. There goes Charles. The throw from Romano to Hauser, and Charles is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Dick Hauser. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kindle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alozic, who is chasing the ball. Whitfield reaches third base with a triple. Kirkland scores. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing shortstop. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Lump reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Causey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-1 in the game. Lau takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0-1 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Lau moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to third. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Charles scores. Causey moves to third. Lump moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards Held, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Causey scores. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alozic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Alozic moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Alozic trying to get to home. Kirkland throws the ball into Held, who relays the ball to Romano, who tags Alozic, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Harrelson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Edwards fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher juggles the ball. That's an error on Fisher. Alvis moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Charles bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisher moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alozic. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Held scores. Francona moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland is walked intentionally. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Francona scores. Kindle moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitfield is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-7, Indians. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Luplow strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Luplow out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Alozic hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. It's 11-7, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to third. Kindle moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-7, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alves is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards second. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Loveridge now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield strikes out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Charles strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.